I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has nominated Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court, beginning a contentious battle over the replacement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. Kavanaugh is currently a District of Columbia Appeals Court judge and formerly served as an advisor to George W. Bush. If confirmed, he will be the fifth Catholic on the nine-person court. In his remarks after the announcement, Kavanaugh thanked President Trump and highlighted his Catholic faith, including his work as a member of the Catholic community in the D.C. area. Bishops in Nebraska have appealed for the scheduled execution of a death row inmate not to go ahead. The execution of Kerry Dean Moore in August would be the first in 21 years in the state and the first by lethal injection. Moore was convicted of killing two Omaha cab drivers in 1979 and was sentenced to death in 1980. In a letter, the bishop said the execution is not necessary to fulfill justice and for that reason would undermine respect for human life. A judge has given the Trump administration more time to reunite migrant children aged 5 or younger with their parents. The decision came after a government lawyer said more than half of the 102 young children may be back with their parents by the original deadline of Tuesday. They are among more than 2,300 children separated from parents prosecuted illegally for crossing the border. A Nicaraguan bishop has accused the government of using extreme violence after 14 people were reportedly killed over the weekend. Bishop Ronaldo Alvarez condemned an operation to clear protesters' roadblocks, in which protesters and pro-government forces were reported to have died. The clashes came as protests continued to grip the country, triggered by government cuts to pensions and social security announced in April. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.